How are you, Errol?
Not too bad, thanks. How are you?
Very well. Good to have you on the program. And how would you describe the past month?
I think it's just been really exciting. Obviously, played my first AFL game, and then, but more importantly, we've been 4-0 to start the year. So I think, obviously, we're a pretty young squad, so it's just really exciting going out there every week and being able to play in this team.
Yeah, Errol, Michael Clark here, mate. Lovely to meet you. Congratulations on your start, buddy. What's it felt like, mate, to get this opportunity and be a part of the Swans? 18 years of age, I'm sure it would have been your dream for a long time, but still so young and impact straight away.
Yeah, I think it's happened pretty quick, to be honest. You know, you're kind of like all your junior career and stuff, you're looking forward to, you know, maybe being able to play an AFL game and then to be able to stay in Sydney where I'm from and then play and, you know, to win the first four games. It's happened really quickly, but, you know, all the coaches and the older players have been really good in kind of keeping us grounded, but at the same time telling us to just enjoy everything that happens and not take for granted kind of the wins because, you know, last year, for example, it wasn't as smooth and you never know kind of when it's going to be your last go or, you know, whatever, but... yeah, just to kind of enjoy everything and just take it in your stride. So it's just been really exciting.
Has there been any surprises or is the AFL everything you expected it to be?
It's probably everything and more. I think probably just the day-to-day is so much more enjoyable than I even imagined it could be, I think. It obviously helps when you're winning, but just coming in every day and hanging out with your best mates, like it's just so enjoyable. I knew it would be good, but probably not as enjoyable as what it has been.
Do you pinch yourself as an 18-year-old that you would have sat back and watched the Swans play over the last couple of years and, you know, you noticed a big man up there in the forward line called Buddy Franklin and then obviously you've been able to train with the Swans over the last couple of years, but to actually run out there on, you know, at the MCG or the SCG and you look up the... end of the ground and you see Buddy Franklin there. I'm sure he's someone that you've admired and watched and he's one of the legends of the game. Do you have to pinch yourself?
Yeah, 100%. I think there's definitely times where, you know, I got to kind of check back in because I'm almost just become a fan and just kind of admire what he's doing. And I got to kind of, as I said, just kind of pinch myself and get back into it and not stay out of the game too long because I think, obviously, he's such a big presence in the forward line. And, obviously watching him on TV growing up and just seeing some of the things that he's done to be out there in the same forward line. It's absolutely amazing. And I think I'm probably just a bigger fan as anyone else when I'm out there playing as anyone in the stands. So.
Yeah, Errol, as a young player, you've got the Giants this week. Like, do you personally go and have a good look at what they're doing, or do you just very much just focus on yourself at this point in time?
No, we definitely do a lot of study during the week, look at potential matchups and kind of see how they like to play. So, you know, I'm pretty meticulous with that, and I like to watch a lot of vision leading into the game. I think it's just kind of... you know, varies between each player. Some players will just do a little bit. Others will kind of watch a fair bit of film. But, I like to kind of go in and have a pretty clear idea in my head of what they're going to try and do and then come up with ideas to combat that. So I definitely watch a lot of the opposition.
Errol, if I asked your coaches about what your strengths are, what would they tell me? And if I said, what do they continually ask you to work on at training, what is that?
Well, after last Thursday, it's definitely my goal kicking. I kicked 0-3, 2 out in the full. So I've been working on my goal kicking this week. But I don't think there's any specific area. I think always looking to improve every part of my game. You know, there's definitely never ever a perfect performance. And I think there's always areas to improve. I think in my junior career, I always played as a midfielder. So playing as a forward, is... probably pretty different for me and it's kind of the first year I've ever done it. But the main thing for me this year has been my forward pressure and kind of hunting the opposition when they have the ball inside our forward 50. So that's kind of the forefront of my game. And then the offensive stuff comes off the back of that.
Errol, what about the rivalry with GWS? Obviously, Sydney boy, and you would have grown up both seeing, you know, the local derbies in and around league or A-League, and now obviously with the AFL. Is that something that is instilled in you as a kid, or is that something that's spoken about regularly around the Swans? And how much more, I guess, competitive will you be in this game knowing that you got the local derby?
Yeah, I think it's probably a bit of both. You know, even being part of the Swans Academy, all of our games were always played against the Giants Academy. So I think that rivalry probably started, you know, when I was 14, 15 and started playing against the Giants Academy. But, you know, as much as it is the Sydney kind of rivalry, I think it is just another game of football. And we go into every game with kind of the same attitude. And I don't think there's any more on the line this week just because it's the Giants. I think it's kind of, sort of take it like it's another game. And, you know, but obviously it's going to be a bit more exciting if we can beat the other Sydney team.
I don't know whether this is a hard question or not, Errol, for you to answer. But given you weren't there last year and the Swans now are speaking about this different style that they're playing and the impact that Don Pike has had on their offensive game, can you tell us a little bit about the difference between last year and this year?
I can't speak a whole lot on last year, but I know that with Pikey, he's come in and really embraced kind of a faster game, I guess, kind of. It's obviously different as well last year because there were shorter quarters and kind of the state of the game was really different. I think also the new man on the mark rule has helped increase scoring and kind of change the way the game's played a bit. And I think, but Pikey's done an amazing job, obviously. You know, he took Adelaide to a grand final in 2017 and, you know, I can't really comment too much on what was going on last year because I wasn't there. But the way that he wants us to play is really exciting. And, you know, we've kicked over 100 points three times this year already. So, yeah, he's been really great around the club. And, you know, but the whole coaching staff's been really good.
Well, Errol, been great to talk to you. No doubt you've got some pretty pumped family and friends. Are they all hassling you for tickets?
No, they're not too bad. I think a few of them are already members already, which helps. But I'm happy to help them all out. You know, they've been with me on the entire journey and, you know, I love seeing how happy my footy makes them.
Well, mate, you've had a great start. It's been great to watch and we're loving the resurgence of the Swans. Good luck against the Giants this week. Thanks for talking to us.
Very much. Cheers.